All right, we're gonna try this thing again. We did
okay,
it last week.
We did it last week.
Coming up in just a moment or so, Bill the Magnificent. Not yet. First, I want to address Luke Saturn Cruisin' or something on Twitter. He's very aggressive right now. He's very fired up on Twitter, and he's off on a couple things. So, Luke, here we go. All right, he says Grandal doesn't have much leverage. Ask for a trade for what? First of all, nobody's saying that Grandal. Well, one right. guy is saying it's a rumor out there that Grandal is going to be doing that. But Luke, I would say it's not really the player's concern what they get back. He's not worried about the return. If any player, forget Grandal for a moment, if some player wants a trade, he's not doing it so that the team can get a good return. He's doing it to get out of there. So it doesn't really matter what the return is. Luke also wants to know if it's time to cut Cameron Maybin. This isn't football. Like, you're paying the guy. Why would you get rid of him?
Makes no sense to cut him.
Makes no sense at all. None whatsoever, Luke.
Because you cut him.
So do we put Luke in timeout? All right, Luke, you're muted for a few minutes. Sorry.
Right. No, I'm kidding. No. We're kidding with you, Luke. But if you cut him, you've got absolutely – somebody's going to pick him up for one thing, and you're still going to pay
him. You're still going to pay him.
Right.
Yeah,
so
we're not there.
You're not releasing him.
He's also the only guy to have a hit last night for most of the game.
Right, two hits.
Yeah,
so.
No, he added one later on. Anyway, no, I mean, Cameron, maybe another guy that – look, he's going to get his shot next year. You hope he can stay healthy.
Here's another guy. The last month of the season is really important for Cameron.
Yes, I would agree that.
He has got to show that, one, he can produce and he's not going to get injured. He's not going to be out of the lineup. Cameron Maybin needs to show that he can play every day this last month of the season.
Very well said. Here's one more before we go, Bill the Magnificent. It is a fortune teller question, but I'm not going to put this on you. Bob the DJ on Twitter, he wants to know if they're going to be serving Dr. Pepper here at Petco, with it being a Coke ballpark. He says, no answer from Mike D or AJ. Couple things there. One, AJ probably not in on the beverage distribution.
Although he is from Texas.
He is. Well, he's from New York.
Right. But
his
he
last
was in
job
Texas.
Was in Texas. Where
so
Dr.
you
Pepper,
know there's a lot of Dr. Pepper there.
Yes. Dr. Pepper is very big in Texas. Right. They drink more of that than they drink water in the Lone Star State. But I'll say, Bob, you're probably barking up the wrong tree with AJ being the guy. But we'll look into this for you.
I
enjoy a Dr. Pepper as anybody. Bill's got one right now. So, Bob, we'll look into that for you.
And Dr. Pepper.
But I don't know the way the contracts are lined up at the ballpark. Yeah.
If for that little promo right there, there's a case in my future. Call me Dr. Pepper for my address.
We give you a free Dr. Pepper every time you come to the show.
Oh, that's pretty true, too.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's go. Bill the Magnificent time. Cue the music. Let's do this. Bill is going to you've already put on your fortune teller hat, haven't you?
I already
it looks like outstanding. Blooper, nice job on the fortune teller hat.
Bozo the Clown here.
No, Bill the Magnificent.
I need the red nose. I got the red nose.
Remember, if you want to ask Bill the Magnificent a question, do so on Twitter using the hashtag PadresSH. I'll start with one or two to get it rolling here, Bill.
What do you got?
Who is the starting third baseman for the Padres opening day 2015?
I want Solarte.
Well, this isn't about who you want. It's what you predict. You're a fortune teller.
Right. I predict Solarte. I think that they've already said they want to keep Jerko at second. I've got Solarte at third base.
Okay.
To start the season.
Here's another one from me. Is Raimer Liriano your opening day right fielder in 2015?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
I think he's going to have a really good he's going to play a winter ball. I think he's going to have a good year, and I think that this month and a half that he's in the major leagues is going to make a big difference. I got him as my everyday right fielder next year.
Okay, here we go. Questions for Bill the Magnificent on Twitter from Colin at the Murph 2112. Assuming everyone is healthy, what does the Padres infield look like next August? He doesn't even want to talk about April. He wants
next August.
Maybe he meant April.
Okay, but next August? Oh, well, right now, you know, it's going to be interesting because I will say right now, Solarte at third, Jerko at second, and I've got open competition at short and first. And I think that, if Ryan Jackson stays healthy, you want him to at least push Everett Cabrera. Cabrera's getting close to free agency. He's had a couple problems this year. Is he your everyday shortstop? He certainly was at the start of the 2013 season, but I got that spot open, and I think first base is anybody's job.
All right. One of the most popular Ask a Bill questions the last couple of weeks comes from Glenn at Coach T 77, Bill the Magnificent. He wants to know if Cody Decker is going to get a shot in September this year.
I would say not. He just doesn't have the average, has pretty good homer numbers. They passed him over for a shot the last 2 years when he did about the same thing. I just don't see them thinking Cody's their future.
Let me ask you the devil's advocate question, because I get this a lot from the fans, and their point is you can go from 25 guys to 40. They're
right.
Not going to go all the way to 40. They're not
adding
15
people.
Well,
you've got to be on the 40-man roster.
So why not Cody Decker? And that would be your answer?
Right, right. You've got to be on the 40-man roster to be activated. Right now, to get Cody there, you would have to drop somebody from the 40-man, add him, and then call him up. And let's be honest, the last 2 years, he's been available to any team in the major leagues in the Rule 5 draft, and nobody has claimed him. So my guess is that he sort of falls into that category of 4A player right now. So I do not have him coming up.
All right, Bill the Magnificent is telling fortunes. Here's a good one from Ted at Ted Drummond 82. With all the pitching depth, and he goes into Whistler, Kelly, the Rosses, Erlen, Kennedy, Wieland, etc., could you see Preller making a big BIG in capitals trade for a power bat?
For a pitcher?
No, you're packaging
right,
maybe
right,
some of the young
right.
pitchers for a
for
power,
a power
bat.
Bat. Yes, I do. I think that this club needs an anchor bat every day in the middle of the lineup. And if that means making a trade with a pitcher for a power bat, I think that, yeah, I do believe they might do that.
Would you be in favor of that?
Yes.
Me too. That would be exciting.
Right.
I think you need a little bit of
you
that.
You need an everyday number four hitter type guy, and you need an anchor. And I think you got to do whatever it takes.
All right. That's Bill the Magnificent. He is telling fortunes involving the Padres. Use the hashtag PadresSH if you want to add in your questions.
Can I throw something in there?
Yeah, sure.
How high would you go? Would you trade Tyson Ross for a power bat?
If it's part of – wow. Yeah, no, I mean, if it's the right deal, I would.
Okay.
I think you need hitting way more than you need pitching right now. Tyson is the ace of the staff. He's the best pitcher out there, which means that if you were going to trade him, you're getting something really, really special back.
Absolutely.
It's part of a deal. I don't think there's any sacred cows on this team. You won, what, 70-whatever games the last 2 years. You're aiming for about the same this season. Keeping it all the same doesn't really make much sense. And to be – further, more realistic about it, AJ Preller's coming in. He's looking around like, all right, you know, I got to start making some changes here.
Right. What do I got to do? And if my best chip, if there's a power bat out there with a team that really needs pitching, and it's a controllable, proven power bat, I think that you would trade anything to get it.
Yes, I would too. Now, I wouldn't want to trade Tyson Ross. Let me make that clear. I like Tyson Ross immensely. I think he's got a very bright future. We have not seen Tyson Ross at his best yet, which is pretty wild considering how good he's been.
This is a guy I consider the ace of the staff.
Me too. We agree on that one. But you need a power bat. And I don't know what name is out there, but, you know, if there's Stanton is probably overshooting it a bit, but if there's a guy that's maybe the notch below a Giancarlo Stanton, that you put a package together and it's, you know, Tyson Ross and maybe some minor league guys, you know, both directions, I think you would have to consider it. And not just because it's tight, it's anybody on your roster, honestly.
You need an anchor bat. You can't be switching games having Rene Rivera wind up as your cleanup hitter in games. That just doesn't work.
All right. I've got one more from me. For Bill the Magnificent. Will you defeat Blooper in the MLB.com head-to-head challenge today?
Today?
Yes.
I think I got him today.
Okay. All right, good. That's Bill the Magnificent. Nice job, everybody. Good questions coming in on Twitter. PadresSH is the hashtag, whether the questions are for Bill the Magnificent or anything else. Nice job.
Thank you.
You handled yourself very nicely. Corey Brock's going to join us coming up in a few minutes. We'll catch up with Corey. He is in Arizona. Talk to him a little bit about September call-ups as well. We'll start that conversation coming back after this. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to celebrate 10 years with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Talk more about September call-ups when we return.